I'm speaking here with John Black. He is a farmer from, I believe it's Charles City, Virginia. Is that right, John?
That's correct.
All righty. Well, I really want to, first of all, thank you for hosting a bunch of us out to your place as part of the Conservation in Action Tour. And just a few questions for you. We were obviously there to see how Chesapeake Bay area farmers are using conservation practices. Can you just describe a couple of things that you do on your farm that you think would exemplify how you and others like you around the area are trying to make sure that you take good care of your land?
Well, we've done the continuous no-till. We started no-till farming, gosh, back in the early 70s, but in about the mid-90s, we went to almost like a continuous no-till, whereas we didn't work the ground up at all. So most of our land in the last 15 years hasn't hardly been worked up. So it keeps a fairly good cover crop, either cover crop or mulch cover on it all the time. That's the main thing that we do as far as maintaining the soil quality and also the runoff, that type of thing. It holds the runoff off. You know, the dirt doesn't wash away, so if the dirt doesn't wash away, the nutrient's not going to go with it.
Good. Very good point there. So I assume that has worked well for you, and how would you describe, as you've been doing that, things like your yields? I mean, granted, as I understand it, you guys had a pretty dry summer, but, you know, on an average season, are you still able to grow your yields? And I know all that's important when it comes to the bottom line.
I see very little yield drop in no-till corn. No yield drop in no-till corn. No yield drop in no-till cotton or the soybeans. The only place we do get a yield drop from the continuous no-till is when we follow wheat behind corn stalks, and that's because the corn stalks is a carrier of diseases, and wheat is susceptible to those. You know, wheat is susceptible to them. And you know, some years we get a yield drop, and some years we don't. It just depends on the rain in the springtime and whether it hits when the wheat is flowering or not, whether we get a what they call a scab. And we have seen in some years a significant drop. Most years it's only maybe 4 or 5 bushel, maybe 6 bushel drop. In some years it's none. But most of the time, the wheat is the only yield drop that I see.
Well, one of the things that I found interesting, when we were stopped for your presentation, we were at a cotton field, if I remember right, and
correct.
I don't know that I don't know how many people that might listen know that you do grow cotton there. How would you characterize how well that crop has performed for you?
We've been real pleased with our cotton. I'm surprised more people up here had started growing cotton. Really, think they're missing out, because we certainly look at that as probably now our most valuable crop. It's more drought tolerant. It's a little bit more work involved in it, more management, but that works real good as far as profit potential in the cotton. And the big plus for that is that there is no disease carryover from no-till cotton to wheat. So we see the same yield behind cotton as we would as a conventional wheat.
Well, one other area that we heard a lot about was nitrogen efficiency, and we had along with us some folks from Agrotain who make some products so that you can kind of manage that part of your farming practices. What do you think about those types of products, especially if you've used any from Agrotain?
Try not to use too much nitrogen anyway. So we try not to put out any more nitrogen than the crop will actually take. But we don't, as far as, you know, the loss of nitrogen, as far as going into the bay, that type of thing, I don't think that would be an issue. The issue would be whether or not with Agrotain, I'm talking about just using Agrotain, if you have a lot of rain or maybe some heat or no rain. A lot of rain, it would leach out. No rain, it might volatilize and go off in the air. I would think that the volatilization of going off in the air would be a bigger place where Agrotain would play a part, like in the summertime of side dressing your corn or side dressing your cotton. In case it was dry for a long time, it wouldn't volatilize and go off in the air. I think that would be the place for that. So if the price of nitrogen gets up higher, then therefore that would also economically make a better fit for it.
Well, I appreciate your comments, and thank you once again for hosting us out, because we certainly had some people on that tour who I think were a little surprised, and that includes some of the public policymakers that were along, too.
I'm surprised, too, some of the things those policymakers make.
I think that's why the CTIC puts on these, is they really are great educational opportunities. And so again, we really appreciate it. I was speaking here with John Black, a farmer there in Virginia, from the Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.